Welcome, everybody. Ho, ho, ho. It's good to have some kids in here today as well. Glad to have all ages present. And we had a great service at 4 o'clock, packed house. And today we have a lot of folks in here that this is your first time. You've never been to Promised Land before. Welcome. Welcome here. Whether you live close or maybe you're just out of town or from out of town visiting family here, we want to welcome you here. Make yourself at home. And typically we gather on Sunday mornings. We have three options, and they're pretty much all identical when it comes to what happens here in this room. We have worship, we have a message, and so at 8:30, 10, and 11:30 that happens. The differences are at the 10 o'clock service, we offer interpretation. If you know folks that are deaf and speak American Sign Language, we interpret at the 10 o'clock for that. We also interpret in Spanish at the 10 o'clock service. And then at our 10 and 11:30 service, we have children's ministry for kids up to fifth grade. And so we have a fantastic team that is leading our kids every Sunday. And so we'd love to have you come back. We want to welcome you back. This coming Sunday, which is 2 days away, is an odd one. We won't be here, okay? We're not going to be here that particular Sunday because we're taking a breather, end of the year, and we're here today. So the next time we will gather will be January the 2nd, and we'd love to have you come back on that day and just be a part of our family. This is a family church, and it's a sort of big church compared to some, but we like to keep it smaller with the different services. So as you can even feel tonight, it's just got a homey feel. And thank you to the worship team that came up on Christmas Eve and got ready. And that was awesome. Thank you all for doing that. We've been going through the Christmas story verse by verse, and we're going to do that tonight. So if you have a Bible, turn with me to Luke, the second chapter. And I want to say hello to everybody that's online right now. If you're getting a Bible out, if you're online, see if you can find a candle. We're going to be lighting candles here in a minute, and it'd be great for you to join us at your home, wherever you're watching from. We'd love to have you do that. Everybody that watches online, thank you so much for joining us. We love you, and glad that you're with us. All right, so Luke, the second chapter, is where we get this beautiful moment where Jesus actually is born into the world. There's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the four books that talk about Jesus' life. This is the one book that talks about him physically coming into the world, his birth, and so that's what we're going to read tonight. Luke 2 and 1. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. And he took with him Mary, whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. She was very pregnant. And they took this journey that, from the northern region of Israel to the central region of Israel. It would have taken them over a week. They probably caravaned with different families going on this journey. And so it was a big deal. And if you've ever been pregnant, which I haven't, but if you've ever been pregnant, I've been around many, right, babe? Yeah. It's hard to go anywhere when you are expecting a child at this stage. And can you imagine Mary going on a donkey for a week? It's crazy. But they made it, and it says, while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. Who was this son? Who was going to be born in Bethlehem? Well, Isaiah tells us, in fact, he said this 700 years before what I just read you. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all of eternity. Even though this baby is just now being born, it doesn't mean that he just began his existence. In fact, this entity, this person, existed many, many years before this. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. So I want you to imagine just for a moment the creative force that spoke and the worlds came into existence and then demonstrated his existence and power through different ways. A burning bush or a voice or a cloud or beauty, nature, all those things. Now was not just going to be separate from his creation, but I love that verse in John 1:9. The one true light, the one who gives light to everyone, was now himself coming into the world, making his entrance. And the 14th verse says, so the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. That's who's being born. God wraps his love in flesh and blood and took the form of man. So she wraps him snugly in strips of cloth. I love that snugly's in there. Isn't that a great word? She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging for them where guests would normally stay. So this is, I love digging this manger. I found it upstairs. Love digging it out. Love getting the hay in there. Because isn't that so peculiar that the Savior of the world would not be born in a palace or a castle, but the Savior of the world would be born where the animals are eating and relieving themselves and being taken care of. And So they would have been in a cave of some sort in that day and time. The geography of that area is very similar to the landscape between here and Blanco. Like the Wimberley Valley and hills is what Bethlehem looks like. If you ever go down the Devil's Backbone, that's what Bethlehem looks like. They terraced out meadows on the hills and in the valleys for these sheep to wander. And that's where they lived, that's where they worked, and their homes and their dwellings were dug out of those hills, out of that limestone, just like it is here. And so these animals would have been in that cave, and that's where they laid the Savior of the world, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace was wrapped snugly in the manger and placed there. There that night were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, armies of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. And after seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept those things in her heart and thought about them often. And the shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, for it was just as the angel had told them. I want you to put yourself in the place of that valley just for a moment, that nighttime. And a lot of what you've seen in movies is accurate. It was very peaceful, very serene, very beautiful. The starry skies there, the shepherds were watching their flocks. And remember, this is the same fields that David watched his flocks when he was a young boy, a shepherd. He grew up in these fields as a shepherd and then became king, became the greatest king of all of Israel. Now, out of his bloodline was coming the Savior of the world. And it is in these fields now that these shepherds are watching their sheep. And these are the sheep that were special. These were the sheep that were going to be used in Jerusalem, which is just 7 miles down the dirt road. These are the sheep that were going to be used in the temple to honor God. So these are special sheep that these shepherds were watching. And out of the blue, out of the dark sky, an angel begins to tell these shepherds that the Messiah was born. Now, I don't know your thought about what a shepherd's like, but, you know, we see them on these shows and we, you know, see them in a live nativity scene. You know, they got the bathrobe on and just showered, had, you know, flip-flops, try to make it look like a, you know, he's really rugged and all that. That's not the way the shepherds were, okay? They were very, very rough and rugged around the edges. They hadn't bathed in a very, very long time. They're working the night shift. Many people think they were just rough in terms of their, you know, their social life, their activities, their education was very limited. And so they were not necessarily, you know, highbrow society. They were very much on the outside, literally on the outside of town. And it is to these people that God stops everything and says, I want to let these people know. I want the shepherds to know that my son is being born. I want everyone to know, not just the wealthy wise men, but the shepherds and everybody in between. And there's this beautiful picture we see of them being in all the skies are ripped wide open, and all the heavenly angels begin to sing this chorus to God, and these shepherds are on the front row seat of seeing the angels worshiping God, and what a beautiful moment. And they said, we got to go see what's going on. So they go and they find Jesus and they bow at the manger. It's the same place that the wise men bowed. It's the same place that Mary bowed, and it's the same place that Joseph bowed. Everybody. Jesus is the Savior for everybody. So I don't know, you know, who I'm talking to tonight. Some of y'all know because I see you all the time, but there's other folks in here that I don't know. But I want everybody to know that Jesus has come to be with you. Even if you don't know him, even if you don't feel worthy to know a perfect God, he's come for you. He's come to make himself known to you. These shepherds then go and tell the rest of Bethlehem. This is a part of the story we really don't talk about a whole lot, but the shepherds are now going door to door throughout Bethlehem saying, have you heard? Jesus was born. They're letting everybody else know that Jesus has been born. So they go and worship Jesus. They go tell everybody else. And then the Bible says they go back to their regular life. They go back to their sheep and they worship again. they find a way to worship in their work. I mean, there's so many different sermons I could go off on here, but I'm going to spare you. Okay, all that. I know that he's speaking to us all, though. And so if you're online with us and you're able to, I want you to grab a candle and a lighter. And those of you that in the house that were given a candle on your way in, would you take that candle out and just stand with us? And the candle is a beautiful thing because it, just one flicker of a flame, begins to defeat the darkness of night. It doesn't take a roaring inferno to destroy darkness. It just takes one simple flame, one gentle, simple flame. And that is a contagious flame that is passed on from person to person. We're going to sing a song here in a second, but I want to read I want to read the lyrics to you of this. I'm sure you've sung this hymn so many times. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error. The world just laying in sin and error. Until he appeared, and then the soul felt its worth. There's a lot of souls in 2021 that do not feel their worth. And that's why suicide is such a horrible reality that we live in. That's why depression and anger and loneliness are so prevalent. It's because our souls don't feel their worth. But when Jesus comes, all of a sudden the light begins to shine on the purpose and calling that God has for us. And that's why we celebrate Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. Come on, let's sing this together.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in the sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night divine. Sing truly, truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name, Christ. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory.
Doesn't come by you going out and fixing everything and coming back when you've figured your life out and you've eliminated all of your problems and you've fixed all of your issues. Instead, having peace with God is when we simply surrender to God and say, Lord, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to surrender to you, and I want to meet you at the manger. I want to bow at the manger, and I want to meet you at the cross. I want to bow at the cross. Thank God for his birth, his life, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Because of that, we can look to Jesus and say, thank you, Jesus, for doing the work for me. I trust in you, and I believe in you, and I surrender to you. And the Bible's very clear. Everybody who surrenders to Jesus, calls on him, you're in. You're in the family. You're adopted in. And that means your family. So I want us to give everybody a chance. Just want to give everybody a chance right now to pray with me. I can't do this for you. This is between you and God. But you can pray the things I'm saying. If you're not familiar, if you're not sure how to do it, just kind of pray the same thing I'm praying. And let's just do it with a pure heart and an innocent heart right now. Lord, I surrender to you right now. I'm making a statement that I need a Savior. And Jesus, I believe you're my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Thank you for taking the weight of my sin. Thank you for paying the price that I owed. Thank you for coming to this earth to redeem us and not just throw us away. Please forgive me of my sin. I believe in you, Jesus. I trust in you. I don't have it all figured out, but I want to learn and know you more and better. I surrender my heart to you right now. In Jesus' name. Come on, everybody say amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. What a sweet moment, sweet evening. Come on, raise your candle up right now. This is a symbol of what Jesus going to do in your life in 2022. He's bringing the light. He's bringing hope. The hope of Jesus is that we're not alone. And the peace of Jesus doesn't mean that it's all figured out and all fixed. It just means we get Jesus. And if we have him in our life, we're going to make it. Amen? Amen. Merry Christmas, everybody. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming today. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and tomorrow be blessed. And we'll see you here again on Sunday the 2nd, all right? See you then. God bless you. You can just drop your candles off in the baskets at the doors. on your way out.
Do, do, do. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Feliz Navidad, everybody. Mele kliki mako, everyone.